Big Country 102.9. I'm Susan. Got a guest on the phone with me tonight. It's Terry Kelty, who is the director for behavioral health at Munson Medical Center. And you guys are part of our partnership with the Big Country Wellness Blend Coffee through Higher Grounds, because part of the funds go to the Munson Healthcare Foundation. So for people who aren't aware, didn't catch our interview last time, give us a quick overview of the things that you guys take care of there.
Sure. Thanks, Susan. Thanks for having me back. So at Munson, we have a wide range of behavioral health services, including inpatient psychiatric services. We help patients in our ED in crisis, whether for mental illness or substance use disorder. And then we also have a pretty big range of outpatient services for mental health and substance use disorder here on our campus.
Can you speak to the increase over the last year of the services that people are requiring because of COVID?
I sure can. It's been amazing in not a good way. There's just so many people that are struggling with so many things related to the COVID pandemic. So we're seeing a big increase in people showing up in our emergency department in crisis and also reaching out for services. We are maxed out in some of the areas like psychiatry. So we're just trying to do the best we can as one of the providers in the community. The good thing that has happened, though, is that we have expanded our telehealth capacity immensely, and so we're able to reach more people in an easier, safer way right now.
If you can't get help right this minute, what would you suggest somebody does if they are struggling right now?
You know, there's some great hotlines that people can use and call 24/7, so you can get someone to talk to you about the current situation and how to connect to resources. Munson is a main provider, but we're not the only provider of services in the community. Maybe calling 211 to see who else in the community might be available to provide services. But those hotlines are awesome. There's online resources. There's apps. There's always some ability to reach out to ask for help.
And what is the website for you guys where people should go, like, to use your resilience toolkit or to find resources?
Thanks for asking. Our CorpCon has done a great job at keeping that updated. So folks could go to munsonhealthcare.org/mentalhealthmatters, and that's all one word. And that has a really great compendium of resources for mental health, substance use, and well-being overall.
How do you think we can get rid of the stigma that still seems to be associated with mental health issues?
That is a great question. I think it starts with just openly talking about it. It's startling to understand that 1 in 4 people in their lifetime will have a mental illness. That means it's super common health condition, right? Yet we still treat it like it's not something we really want to talk about. And we just have to keep that conversation open and talking about, you know, here's what the symptoms look like. Here's what people struggle with, especially in the face of stress like a pandemic. And then really move to the hopeful messages, right? We're not going to just talk about the symptoms. There's tons of treatment that's science-based that's available that can help people be well and get better, and that's where we need to focus. So just being open that this is a common health condition, there's lots of help available, and it works.
I think the two most important takeaways are, number one, you are not alone. There are so many people that struggle with this issue, so the more you talk about it, the better. And the second thing is, you need to take care of your mental health as much as you take care of your physical health.
You nailed it.
I know a lot of students, a lot of kids these days are really struggling. What are some of the signs that people should be aware of if they're not already?
I think looking for major changes in your daily functioning, like, am I not sleeping well at all? Is my appetite super poor, or do I want to eat all of the time? How's your mood? Don't just judge it by a day, but if your mood is feeling down and flat and you're not laughing or not feeling any fun or joy, I mean, those are pretty significant things that would kind of cue a person to reach out for some help. You know, a lot of times, even in the diagnostic profiles, they'll use in the last 2 weeks, have you? So that's kind of a standard. Like if I've had 2 weeks in a row where I just can't hardly get out of bed or my mood is just not improving at all, that's a good standard. But you know what? Even if it's a couple days and I'm starting to wonder, like I for myself know when I'm starting to get what I'll call off. And so I know that means I probably haven't been doing enough self-care.
May is Mental Health Awareness Month. What would you like to make people aware of?
First of all, I'm just glad that we have a month that focuses on mental health to reduce that stigma. And I think just for people to pay attention that mental health is a common health condition. There is a ton of research-based information out there. Whether you go online or listen to the radio, there's lots of good information. So seek out if you're interested in information about depression or anxiety. It's there. You can ask your doctor. Really available in lots of different places, including those websites that we shared.
Give us the website one more time. What's the first website people should try?
You can go to our website at munsonhealthcare.org/mentalhealthmatters. I would also encourage people to go to the NAMI, that's NAMI website. They have some great information for families and for people that have mental health conditions.
Terry, thank you so much again. I look forward to continuing our work together and doing what we can to raise awareness for mental health issues and get people the help they need and know that they're not alone.
As do I, Susan. Thanks for helping the cause.
If you'd like to be part of the solution, don't forget you can order a bag of that Big Country Wellness Blend coffee through our website, 1029bigcountry.com, and part of the proceeds benefit mental health programs.